Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
From the DuPont Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Mason, Michigan, this is episode 320 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Michael Schaefer up in Michigan. Mr. Schaefer, good evening.
Good evening. I almost said good morning.
You almost said good morning.
I did. I was way off. How are you this evening, Bill?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
I listened to a little Pete Likes Meat on the pool float this afternoon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, now, what's the temp down there today?
I got up to 88. Pool got up to 80, so it was nice.
Okay. And do you have
very
the,
low humidity?
Do you got the hot tub running right now, or just the pool?
No, it depends.
Yeah.
Because it still takes probably about an hour and a half to get up to temperature, so.
Well, that's not too bad, though.
No.
You decide you want one, you get up in the morning, throw that thing
out. Oh, I can, yeah, if Kristen wants to right after work, I'll fire it up at like 4 o'clock or so.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep.
Now, what do you fire that up to when you get that going?
It's set to 104. Mm-hmm. I guess that's like the standard.
Yeah.
And it gets to 102, 103.
Okay. And that's plenty hot for you.
Oh, that's hot, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how it warms you up because like, you know, when you first get in, it might take 15, 20 minutes, and then you start sweating. You're like, oh, I got to get back into the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And you go for
yeah,
a swim and cool that. Down. Yeah. And then you get back in the hot tub, and it's like only like a matter of 5 minutes before you start sweating again.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you sent
Do you
me,
like hot tubs?
Yeah, I do. You sent me a picture the other day, and you guys were just really living the dream there on the old the sun shelf.
Oh, with Rhodey and the umbrella?
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Do you use that a lot? Do you just get one of those low chairs and just
hang
out there?
We got two low chairs when we got all of our patio furniture, and Kristen uses that all the time. She likes to sit in that and read like on a Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Did you have any drinks when you were just sitting in the pool float this afternoon?
No, because I have to wait until the sun goes down.
Oh, really?
That's one of my rules, yeah.
What time's the sun going down there? 6:30 or so?
Oh, God, no. It's sunset is officially right around 8 o'clock now.
Oh, so you're just getting going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've been going for a little while now.
Oh, good for you.
I was, I smoked a chuck
this is
roast.
This is a kid-friendly show before you begin with
yes,
the, you smoked
yes,
a...
Yes, with the pellet
oh,
smoker.
You're talking food.
Correct, yes.
Oh,
okay. Roast. A chuck roast today.
Ooh, that did look good. You sent a picture of that.
Yeah, it came out really well, Bill.
What'd you season it with?
You know, this time I just did some Montreal steak seasoning.
That's a great
product. On the outside, I put that, you know, all on the outside, and then we did it at about 225 until it got up to 165 internal temperature. And that took about 4 hours. And then I took it out and I injected it with some barbecue sauce. Wrapped it with foil, put it back in until it was about 200 degrees, and then I pulled it, let it sit for a while, and then we sliced it up. Bill, it was just like a brisket. It was just like eating brisket.
What'd you have with it?
We had some just some corn and a little cottage cheese. We went real easy on the sides today. I know I was going to do some roasted Brussels sprouts, but Roxy said don't even mess with it. We'll just do some corn, and the kids actually will eat the corn, so that's what we did.
You like to cook, don't you?
I do. Do you?
It's enjoyable. Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, I do. Billy.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. I like to cook. I've been, my cooking's mostly been smoking stuff lately at home, but I cook a lot at the fire station too.
Are you like the executive chef there?
Yeah. You know, it really depends on the day, but we kind of all kind of take turns, but even when I'm not like in charge of me, I'll usually be in there helping out, sous chefing.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you have some sous chefs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're pretty darn well off. We got a lot of good cooks on my shift. And we
everybody's specialty?
You know,
tell me about some of the guys and what they do.
You know, it's really all over the place because you got some guys that just make really good, just simple things. Like, you know, there's one guy that makes a real good, some sloppy joes.
Mm.
You know, you got one guy that'll make a real good goulash, which I think we've talked about that before. You guys call it something
casserole.
Different.
Yeah, call it a casserole.
It wasn't casserole. It was something different.
Oh, American chop suey.
Yeah, American chop suey. Yep. So
Macaroni and hamburger and onions. Yep,
that's right. So we got some guys that makes really good that. You know, we do pizzas sometimes. There's guys that are really good at barbecue. We don't do that very often just because, you know, it can be so time consuming and it's hit or miss if we're actually at the station or not. But sometimes we'll have guys, you know, bring in a smoker and do that. But
What happens when the bell goes off and everybody has to, you can't leave like the cook, right? So do you have to take everything off and shut the ovens off and go on a call?
So it depends, right? Because sometimes you'll have still one guy there. Sometimes, like, the battalion chief or deputy chief will still be there. And if they're able to, you can kind of give them some real quick direction on what to do, and hopefully they can take care of it for you. But, if it's a fire, you know, or something major and everyone's going, you just shut everything off. Shut everything off and pick it back up when you get back.
I mean, I'm sure you can salvage the meal, but man, you got some good ribeyes going. Oh man, that's gotta hurt.
Yep, it does. It's happened before, but you make do. It's definitely not ideal. That's for sure. You know, and there's some meals too that, you know, you'll get it all made up and everything. You just sit down and then you get called out. You know, there's some meals that, you know, you can come back and reheat
it. Of course.
And it's not so bad. But some meals you want it right then, and it's just not the same when you got to heat it back up.
Now, do you guys shop on a daily basis?
Yep, we go to the store every day.
So you just pull cash together and then a couple guys go to the store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we do is it's $5 a meal, so $10 a day. We do two meals every day at the station. So it's pretty much always lunch and dinner that we do. And then where I work, on Sundays and holidays, we do a big breakfast and then dinner rather than lunch.
Okay. So, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do all kinds of different stuff, you know, for breakfast. You know, we'll do breakfast burritos. We'll do, you know, traditional where you got your fried eggs, you know, English muffins, bacon, sausage, you know, potatoes, all that stuff.
Nice.
That's really one of the best parts about the job, really.
He's just cooking and eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty much the best part of life anyways, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's always like, we always say that's the most important part of the day. Is in the morning we have briefing, right? So we figure out everything that's going on for the day, where everyone's assignments are, what truck they're assigned to, part of the day is figuring out what we're going to eat.
So is the briefing like the show Chips when Sergeant Joe Gautreaux would have everybody in the room and he'd talk about, you know, we had a string of stolen car vehicles in Carson, California, and we have to be on the lookout and...
Yeah, it's kind of
yours
like
is probably a little different than Mr. Sergeant Gautreaux's, but
yeah, it's kind of like that, and for the most part, it's a whole lot more laid back. But yeah, everyone's just getting brushed up on the goings on as of late and as of the day.
That show is certainly before your times. You haven't been able to catch any of it on Amazon Prime, have you?
No, is it?
Do you
on
ever
Amazon
watch Chips?
Prime? Is it on Amazon Prime?
Oh yeah.
I should check it out. I have watched it before, but no.
That was my favorite show as a kid.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody wanted to be a motorcycle cop when they were 8 years old.
Yeah. Did you ever
Plus, they were pulling in all the hot chicks, too. Ponch and John were pulling in. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Did you ever watch the, like, recent remake of that? I forget who was in it.
No, I don't think I did catch any of that.
Oh, man, who was in that? I gotta look that up now. I think that, oh, man, who's that guy? Oh, let's see here. Oh, it was, that Dax Shepard?
Don't know him.
You'd probably know him if you saw him. And who's the other guy? Now I gotta find it. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Oh, Michael Pena. You know Michael Pena?
No.
Okay. Well, you look him up at some point. Dax Shepard and Michael Pena. Michael Pena's pretty good. He's a funny guy. He was in that other cop movie, but it was actually serious. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm sure people are screaming at us now, but Michael Pena's good. He's funny, but he's also a good actor.
Okay.
How's things going in terms of the old coronas down there, Bill?
Yes, I don't know. Depends.
You've been going out at all? Going to the store? Things about the same.
Yeah, I mean,
store.
You still do your store runs.
Sure, yeah.
The golf guys are going to start going at it this weekend. I kind of bowed out.
They're opening up the courses this weekend?
Oh, the courses have been open.
Oh, they have been?
Oh, yeah, they've been open since day one.
So what, that you just had to walk?
No, they won't let you walk. That's my problem. I told them, oh, we're afraid of slow play. I'm like, have you ever?
Oh.
Like, I used to carry all the time with my buddy. We were always sub 4 hours.
You know, a lot of people, it depends on what kind of golfers you're golfing with. But a lot of times when you get a foursome that walks, it's a lot faster than a foursome that's two.
Way faster.
Because
way
you're driving
faster.
All over the place. You can't always just play kart golf.
There was one time where me and the guy who I was playing with, we were all over the place on a hole. So he's gone. I mean, he's gone, right?
Are you talking about
me? So I'm like, dude, this is, huh?
I said, are you talking about me?
No. My regular Saturday group.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, he's so far right, and he's got to look for his ball and this and that. I'm like, just hold on. He goes, I go, just let me get my bag. So I get my bag and I throw it on my shoulder, and he looks at me like it's foreign. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just go get your ball, play the hole. I'll meet you, we'll meet you on the green. And it was so nice just hitting a ball and throwing the bag on my shoulder and walking to it. I'm like, God, I forgot how great this game is when you walk.
That is completely opposite of how Gary felt when he had to walk, isn't it?
He was not happy.
No, he was not relaxed, was he?
No.
Nor did he love the game of golf at that point, did he?
He was done. He just wanted to finish.
Yeah. Do you think
angry I've ever seen him.
Yeah. If there would have been water on that hole, do you think he would have maybe even thrown a club, if not his whole bag, in the water?
Yeah, I don't know if it was going to get to that, but he had hit the peak. Let's just say that.
Yeah, he definitely hit the peak, and then he was going to plateau for a little while, and then I don't think
And then it
really,
was probably going to spike again.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he really started coming down until we got to the park that evening, because even in the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was ours.
Yeah. If you guys watched that Lake Buena Vista golf video at the end.
On our YouTube channel, WDW Beyond the Gates.
That's right. So if you watch that one, it's pretty clear.
Watch the post game. See
it's
how irritated
clear. Gary
he was.
Gary's not too thrilled to be there. We pretty much had to force him to do it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was going to buy merchandise, and then he decided not to. I mean, he was a mess. He was a mess.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was probably going to get one of those nice golf shirts, Lake Buena Vista. And
yeah, the one that, because I was such a homer, I had all three golf shirts, and each course had its corresponding golf shirt when I played.
Those are some nice shirts, aren't they?
LBV was nice. It was that blue and black striped. It was,
yeah,
that's a
I like
sharp
that
looking shirt,
what's
wasn't
that,
it?
Yeah, what's that? Which one is the pink one that you had? That was
that
actually
was,
a nice one.
That was the palm. That was nice too, wasn't it?
That's a good-looking shirt, Bill.
If you want to see all the beautiful golf shirts, just go watch all three videos, WDW Beyond the Gates on YouTube.
I think Bill, I think I'm going to have to get some golf merch next time we're down.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I
got to
get a shirt.
This fall, hopefully.
Bill, I think you were just about to ask me if I had an unofficial beer sponsor of the week.
Yeah.
Were you not?
Yeah, I was.
I don't have one this week, but what I do have is I made myself up a Moscow Mule, Bill. You familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
It's a mixed drink.
Okay.
For the most part, it's vodka, ginger beer.
Not gonna be good show.
Ginger beer.
Okay.
And some lime. You know, other people put other things in it, but that's basically the basis of it. And
all right, well,
what I'm using is vodka from Great Lakes Distillery out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And this is actually a citrus honey vodka. And it's pretty good, Bill. Let me.
Why don't we review this drink? Take
right,
a picture of it, too, when we go to break and send it
I will.
To Gary.
I will do that.
Appreciate
it. Now, this one's, it's going to be kind of hard to judge because, obviously, they're completely different, what I'm drinking here. I mean, this is a mixed drink. I've been drinking beers, but one sip, everybody knows the rules. It's very good, Bill. It's extremely refreshing. Now, ginger beer, I don't know exactly what the difference between ginger beer and ginger ale is, but you can take, there is definitely a clear difference. And I really can't pick out what it is, but this is just, it's a very refreshing drink. It's not that warm out here in Michigan today, but this is definitely a drink that you'd want to drink on a hot summer day. Let me give it another sip here. Yeah, I like this one a lot, and I like this Great Lakes Distillery vodka, too. This, this citrus and honey one. You know what, Bill? I'm gonna give this one a 8.3. This is delicious.
That's a good...
This is delicious, and I could get in trouble throwing some of these back.
Are you going to be okay getting through the show, you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, because right. I'm about halfway through it now, and so I'm not going to stop and fill it up again, but I might after the show, though.
So an 8.3.
Yeah. Does this sound like anything that would interest you?
No.
You're not much of a mixed drink guy at all, though, are you?
I'll do a bloody on occasion. That's about it.
But other than that, that's it. I do love a good too. Well, maybe I'll have to throw one of those in sometime.
All right. Let's take a break.
That sounds good.
Break episode number 320, Mr. Schaefer, up in Mason, Michigan. What are we talking about today? Things going on at Disney World.
Yeah, well, there's not really a whole lot going on at Disney World right now,
There's not a whole heck of a lot going on.
But what we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk about what we think is going to happen when Disney World opens back up, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, really, I mean, when you talk about them opening back up, the first unknown is we don't know when they're going to open back up. We still don't know. They're just closed indefinitely.
I read an
Until
analyst.
Until further notice, yeah.
There was an analyst who,
USA
you know,
Today?
That's all he does. I don't know. It may have been in USA Today. It was in a ton of media outlets, but somebody whose job is just to study that stock and the company and this and that, he doesn't think it's happened until 2021.
I saw the same thing, Bill. Yeah, January 2021 was his forecast. However, in that same article, I did see another financial analyst, and their thought was June of 2021. So that's obviously not nearly as far off.
You mean of 2020?
Yeah, sorry, of 2020.
Yeah.
And they said June 1st. And they also cited...
Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer.
Or Moscow Mule.
But
the other analyst in that article cited that if you went to make a hotel reservation right now at Disney, you cannot make one up until June 1st.
Starting June 1st,
you can start making reservations. So I doubt that they would have the hotels open for 6 months without the parks being open.
Now, I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, but I heard our governor, Ron DeSantis, saying that they are so far ahead of the curve right now. So I think they're talking to him and he's talking to them about reopening, and he has a better idea of what they have in store as far as how they're going to open, what they're going to do, and he said he's been very impressed. So
there, obviously there's been a lot of... correspondence with the state and with Disney.
Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, what do you think has to happen?
That's so hard to say. Now, in that article, they were basically saying that the guy that thinks that they are not going to open until January of 2021, he thinks that they're not going to open until then because he doesn't think that they'll open until there's a readily available vaccine and that the vaccine is out there for a while. I don't know. I don't know that I see that happening.
It's not sustainable. They're losing $30 million a day.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, how many people do you think are going to go?
Well,
when it does open,
I don't know.
We can get
to that toward the end of our conversation, because I have some ideas, but...
Okay. I think I do, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I think they'll open before there's a vaccine that's out there for a while. I think there's going to be a lot of changes, and it's going to be a much different experience going to the parks.
They're going to do away with the finger.
I think so too. Yep. Yeah, I think so too.
I think everybody's going to have to wear a mask.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but that's just such a big thing to, You know what I mean? I mean, it makes sense, but to just like picture that in your head, that like it's kind of mind blowing, isn't it? To just think of literally everybody at Disney World with a mask on. It's crazy to think.
And I think they're gonna shoot your forehead for a temperature too.
I think so too. And I'm wondering how they're going to do that, because you know I've heard some things about, you know, when it's July in Florida, it's not going to be unlikely to shoot someone's forehead and it's going to be over 100. And that's true. It's not. I mean, when the ambient temperature is, you know, 99 with 100% humidity, yeah, you're going to be hot. Your whole body's going to be hot. So how are they going to do that? You know, you just don't know. But I think you're right. I think that we are going to have to wear masks. They're going to do away with the fingerprint, which apparently at Disneyland, they already have just your picture. As soon as you use your ticket for the first time, they take your picture, and when you scan your band or your ticket,
oh, then whatever, they can look at it.
Yep,
gotcha.
To verify that makes sense. That's you. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just, however, brought that technology or software or whatever to Walt Disney World. Now, what do you think? Do you think everything is just going to open? Do you think it'll be?
I don't think you're going to see parades, fireworks, or shows inside of studios and movie theaters.
You know, I didn't even think of like that. But yeah, I think you're right. Just because, I mean, fireworks especially, but also parades. It's just people standing, just packed, not moving whatsoever. And the same thing kind of for indoor shows. But if you think about that, I mean, you're doing the exact same thing, just standing in a line to get on a ride.
They might be able to distance people in queues. That's I'm just guessing out.
Yeah.
Out loud.
But if you think about it, that goes against like everything that they've always tried to do, though. You know what I mean? They always say, you know, fill in all available space. You know what I mean? Shoulder to shoulder, all that stuff. And now they're gonna say, stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah, but that's mostly in their theaters, though.
Yeah.
Like when you're going to see It's Tough to Be a Bug, The Muppets, that's when they're telling you to move as close to possible. I just think like in a Thunder Mountain, they might be able to separate.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, though, too. I mean, you're going to see lines.
Oh, I mean, if you're having people stand 6 feet away, you're going to have lines literally for miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my other question is, are they going to limit park capacity?
I don't see how they can't. I mean, for all the things that we said, I just don't see how they couldn't limit it more than what they have now. I mean, if you think about it, all these stores are limiting their capacity. You know, all these big box stores. So why wouldn't they?
Then what does that? Then what does that mean for people who have tickets?
Right, that already haven't bought or that have annual passes. I don't know. But I think also that I don't think the parks are going to open up. I don't think that the parks will be open June 1st. I wouldn't be surprised if the hotels and maybe Disney Spring open then, but I wouldn't be surprised if the parks aren't till maybe July. Maybe they'll be open for 4th. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, because who the hell other than Kristen and I are going to go to a resort and not go to the parks?
I don't know. But I think it's going to be some type of phased opening.
I do too. I think the springs will be first.
Yep.
And then I think they might start opening restaurants.
And then do you think that the resorts and the parks open at the same time then?
I mean, if they open the resorts, that's fine. I'd still probably go on our anniversary trip and just stay at the yacht club. But I just don't see who's going to go there and just stay at a resort. Like, are you going to go to Universal and just stay at their resort for a week?
No. I mean, not me, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, some people do just make vacation of going there, but not many. But I wonder if they do it in just an attempt to just kind of start things rolling again, slowly.
I mean, you can social distance in the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
What about all these? What about the pools? What do you think is going to happen there? Anything?
I don't know.
It's tough to stay away from people in the pools.
It is. I mean, Stormalong Bay, I mean, You could throw a rock and not hit somebody. And even when that place is packed, that's just how big that pool is. I mean, there's areas where you don't see a soul. It's fantastic.
But not so much for some of the other ones.
Mm-mm. But again, I don't think the places are going to be packed if the parks aren't open.
That's true. You know, even
I mean, with, you think Pop Century and the All-Stars are going to be jamming when there's no park to go to?
No. And I mean, even with them open, I wonder how it's going to be this summer and fall. It's definitely not going to be like the past, you know, 10 summers and falls. That's for sure.
Like, I think it's going to be dead.
I think so, too. I think what you're going to see is, I think when it opens back up to start with, I think you're going to see a lot of people that go there just because it's back open. And I think it might be like that for maybe a week or so. And then I think it's just going to die right off. I
mean,
you're going to have a huge surge like the first just couple days. I think it'll be somewhat busy the first week, and then it's just going to die right off.
Look at what 9/11 did to the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a completely isolated incident.
Yeah.
Like that night, we knew what happened.
Right.
And why, you know, not necessarily the why, but we knew what happened. And I don't know. I'm a complete optimist, but I don't see this place coming back to normal for a long time.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think, well, I mean, there's a couple reasons too. It's first of all, people aren't going to want to go there and be around a lot of people. But second of all, you have all these people that are losing their jobs that just aren't getting the income that they don't have the income that they had to spend on a Disney vacation.
Because I think there's several factors. I think first of all, Disney's going to be kissing our butts, and our meaning the locals, because we're going to be the ones who are coming back.
Yeah.
Because the airline industry is screwed for a long time. So people are not going to get in an airplane in July.
Mm-hmm.
So most of your park traffic are going to be from Floridians and South Georgians who have annual passes who are going to drive and go for the weekend or whatever. So that's where the traffic's going to be. You're not going to... Plus, we don't know when we're going to open up international flights. We get a lot of people from South America and Europe. They're not going to be in the parks anytime soon. And last and foremost, the economy. I mean, we're either in a recession or a depression coming out of this.
Yeah.
And people are going to think, first of all, I don't want to go to a place that has crowds. Secondly, I'm broke.
Yeah, you just can't. It's not just that they don't want to, they just can't. So you have two different reasons that it's going to be dead. First of all, people would want to go, but they just can't afford to go. And then you got people that can afford to do it,
and
but
they don't want to
do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. You know, we might get back to the, you know, mid-2000s crowd levels there for a while.
I think it could take years for them to get back to normal, to be quite honest.
I think it's going to take a while. I think you're right.
Kind of a sad thought, isn't it?
What are your thoughts? I mean, when do you think, say everything opens back up June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Your anniversary is in July, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we're going to be up there for the 4th of July.
You said already that you'd go, for your anniversary for the 4th. Would you go to the parks?
I'm spending a lot of money to stay at yacht clubs, so I'm not going to be rope dropping Magic Kingdom or whatever. But I would consider doing a Star Wars thing if that's possible, because we could just walk over to the studios and get our boarding pass and then come back to the resort and either go back to sleep depending on what number we are, or grab some breakfast or do something.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd probably certainly walk over to Epcot and just walk around, but not going to be doing Kilimanjaro Safari.
Yeah. I mean, what would you be like, ooh, I don't know about this. I think I want to stay away from this. Just is there like type of attractions or shows or restaurants or anything like that that if they just opened everything back up that you would say, I'm not really comfortable with doing this now?
I don't know. It's hard. That's hard to tell.
Yeah. See, I mean,
I probably wouldn't go into one of those crowded quick serves, but.
Yeah.
I'd probably have dinner at Yachtsman without hesitation.
Okay. See, there's some rides that I would think, like, I don't know, I'm not sure about this one. I mean...
Or a Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, Spaceship Earth.
Where you got the people 3 inches in front of you, right?
Yeah. Mission Space, where you're basically enclosed with people.
Right.
I mean, I haven't done that one in years anyways, but I mean, even, think about it, even like, just like the boat rides, like Pirates and Three Caballeros, and I mean, you're... People are literally right in front of you and right behind you. What are they going to do for that? Are they going to just going to do every other row? So then you're at half the capacity, and then your wait times are twice as long. I don't know. Does it really matter if they're doing every other row? If you know,
I don't think you're going to have to worry about wait times.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. You know, if capacity is down 50%, being generous, it's really not going to matter.
Right, because I don't even know if they're going to have to limit capacity.
I think what's going on is going to happen on its own. Yeah, I think you're right. I was thinking that too. But it's going to be crazy, and I mean, you're going to be the one that sees it. You know what I mean? Because you have APs. You're the one that can actually get down there and see, like, holy crap, this is weird. The 4th of July, right. there's nobody here.
There's not a soul here.
Yeah. Now, Bill, I'm not sure if you knew or not, but I actually have a Disney cruise booked.
Okay.
And that's in September.
Okay, so tell me what's going on with that.
Now, that cruise hasn't been canceled. I think that all cruise lines, I think all their cruises through June.
Yeah, there was a certain number. I think we were talking about it in our group.
June or maybe July have been canceled, but ours hasn't been canceled.
Okay, so what's the rule if it hasn't been canceled?
I think if it hasn't been canceled, then you can just get a refund, but not like the.
So what's the standard? You can get a refund what, up to 14 days or
I'm
no?
I'm not sure. I was actually trying to look that up earlier, and I'm not sure. I think right now they're going to be pretty generous about it.
Right.
But I think it might be 30 days, possibly 14. But yeah, like I said, ours is like the end of September, and we like just the past couple days. I mean, we've kind of talked about it a little bit, but we were kind of under the mindset like, you know, we still got a ways off. Things will get better. But both my wife and I are kind of now thinking, like, we don't really want to take the risk.
Uh-huh.
So we have not canceled it yet. But whereas before we were leaning more towards, yeah, we're going to still go on it. Now we're definitely leaning more towards, we're probably going to reschedule.
Is this a Disney cruise?
Yeah, it's Disney cruise.
Okay.
Yep.
I sent you the article. What do you get? You get either like your cash back or like 125%. Percent on a future trip?
Yeah, so what it was depending on when your cruise was, you either get you can either cancel completely and you just get your money back, or if you reschedule, I think within for a different cruise within 15 months maybe, you get either 125% credit or 150% credit. So I think the cruises that were further out, so like your ones in like May, June, those ones, I think those ones got 125% credit. And the ones that were closer to when they actually all got canceled, I think those ones get 150% credit.
Okay.
And that's only if you rebook a different cruise within, like I said, I'm pretty sure it was 15 months.
Which is pretty generous. I mean, you could go summer of 2021.
Right. I thought so too. I mean, that's a pretty good deal, assuming that things have, you know, kind of calmed down by then. What's your thought? What if you had a cruise booked in September?
I don't know.
In September.
First of all, I don't really want to go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
My wife really does, so I'm going to meet her halfway and we'll probably go at some point. Yeah. I mean, we definitely will, and I'd like to do a Disney.
Yeah.
So it would be easy for me to cancel because I've always been lukewarm.
On the whole idea, but anyways,
I probably wouldn't go on one in September.
I think that's kind of where we're at. Except for we were all really looking forward to it. We've gone on a few cruises before, but we've never done a Disney one, and this was going to be the first time that we took the kids on one. So we were all pretty excited about it, but we're leaning more towards we're not going to.
Disappointing, man.
It is.
I mean, everything's just been taken from us.
Yeah.
Like, I always, you know, you always hear, like, oh, you know, the end of the day, you know, it's not about the money, it's not about this. And I'm like, it's so true, because you're going to be, like, 85 years old sitting in your rocking chair saying, damn, I got a year taken from me. I'm still pissed about that.
Yeah. Yeah. 2020, the year that everything just stopped.
Everything just stopped.
Bill, do you think we're going to have college football? Do you think we're going to have, not do you think we're going to have college football, do you think we're going to have fans in the stands in the fall?
I don't know.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Isn't that depressing?
Isn't that just crazy to think?
That's the thing. I mean, going through all this, it's like, let me get like a Red Sox game or the Masters or in September watch, you know, a Gator University of Georgia game. And I'm like, that's even taken. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Other than staring at the news or a wall or, oh, it's awful.
Yeah. And it's like just so depressing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's so hard to pull yourself away from it. It's tough.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cruises are screwed.
Yeah, they are.
Airlines are screwed.
And you think about all these ports that the cruises went to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those places were, you know, a lot of those places were, they just scraped by as it is, even with the cruise lines coming in. You know, I mean, that they're screwed. Everyone's screwed, man. What an uplifting show we have today, huh?
I don't know how to put a positive spin on it, though.
No, I don't. I mean, I guess the positive thing is this is going to suck for a while, and it might be a long time. But eventually, it will get better. We'll all go back to Disney. We'll golf. We'll have a good time.
Will you do the Jammin' Strip, you think?
Probably. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We need that Jammin' Strip, don't we?
Yeah, do you think Douglas will?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I think Sue wants him to, don't you?
Yeah, probably. Beep. As we record this, he still hasn't listened to last week's episode, which he was mentioned in a lot.
Yeah. You know, if people aren't going to listen, we're not going to give them shout-outs.
No.
I mean, on other podcasts, they have to put money in a Patreon account to get a shout-out. We do it for free.
Well, maybe we should start doing that.
What, telling them that we'll give them a shout-out if they give us Patreon money?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Gary was the one that was really against it. He doesn't even record anymore.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Maybe we should start one up. That would really... he'd laugh at that, wouldn't he?
Wouldn't that be great?
I stopped pushing it on our social media. We should just create one and just not tell him.
We should. What if we like hit him up for a monthly donation?
Like, I just send an email? Like, I don't know how it works. Like, if I could push
either.
It out.
I don't need.
Could you give us $5?
Wouldn't that be fantastic? We just take his money and just give it to random tips for the gentleman's trip. We just use his money to tip the cart guys.
Yeah, this is from Dr. Aruda.
Doctor.
What else did I want to talk about?
He's over there just selling mosquito spray and stuff while we're using his money for tips. You said something about...
APs.
Oh, yeah, APs. Yeah, and APs, Tales of Wonderland.
So I renewed my AP last week. I was at my 30-day maximum.
Okay.
So after 30 days, mine expired on March 15th.
Okay.
And it was under my assumption, because I know that they're going to extend your end date from the day that they closed.
Right.
So they closed, I think,
March
15th or March 16th. So my pass, you know, hasn't, quote, expired yet because
they were going to extend
it. They were going to extend it. So I would have gotten like another day or two or whatever it was. And I was under the assumption that they were going to push out when you had to renew. And then I went on their website and they said, no, if you don't renew, your thing expires.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
How can they... I mean, it just seems ridiculous that they want you to renew when you can't even go there right now.
When you can't even go there. But here's the good thing.
They're not taking
your money. You just had to renew it.
Well, that's not unreasonable, I don't think.
No, they're not taking the money. You just had to renew it.
Okay. So what are your feelings about that then?
Well, I already renewed because I wanted to get my... I get 15% off if I renew within a certain period.
Right.
So that's really the only incentive to renewing.
Right now, yeah.
Because you might as well just wait, or back when they were taking the money out, you might as well just wait it out, because if we don't have a trip planned for 2 months, well, why do I want to pay 2 months worth of...
Right, but you're not going to have to.
Yes, that's the thing, you're not going to have to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I guess they said that people who paid this money up front, they can call and they can get their money refunded.
Yeah. Have you had any issues with them lately, with them taking your money out or anything? Because it was maybe, what, like a year ago you had some kind of problem where it was like on a weekend?
What happens, I haven't had it in a while, but what happens is if your payday comes on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it's happened once or twice, if it comes on a Saturday, it hits your account, but your account's pending because it's not a business day.
Yeah.
So the money left your account, but it's still a quote pending, and it doesn't clear until Monday.
So if you go on Sunday,
so on Disney's system, it shows that I didn't pay. And then when you know, and then I got to stand in guest services for 45 minutes.
Right.
And then they're like, "Oh yeah, we see the problem. We'll clear up your passes. You're good to go." I'm like, I just wasted 45 minutes in line for something just so stupid.
Yeah. It seems like they'd be able to figure that out.
Well, like Gary said, like give you a 7-day grace. Like if they know this happens or whatever, and there's nothing like computerized, they can't fix it or whatever, just give you a 7-day grace. And if you come back the following weekend and it's still unpaid, then it is what it is. But
yeah, because Bill, what are you doing when you go to the parks? You're spending money.
I'm just spending money. I'm just going there and eating. Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I find it hard to believe that anyone, even with an annual pass, goes to Disney and doesn't spend any money. So no matter what, they're ahead of the game.
Of course.
Yeah. Now what are they doing about your tables in Wonderland?
Tables in Wonderland, all they're doing, they're just extending it. So I think mine runs out the end of April.
Now do you get a discount if you renew that?
You don't. No? You don't get a discount. So the whole thing is I always let tables run out. Let tables run out until I know I'm gonna use it, and then that day I go to guest services and buy another card. But
that's a good idea.
Yep.
Now, for tables, who is that available to? Do you know? I mean, obviously it's annual
Florida,
pass holders,
Florida residents, annual pass holders, and DVC.
Okay. And what's the cost of that?
Depending on what category you are, it's between $125 and $150 now.
Oh, so who is it more expensive for? Just annual pass holders that aren't Florida residents or DVC members?
Yeah, I think the Florida resident and DVC get the better deal.
Okay. That's something that I probably should have looked into when I had my annual passes, but I didn't.
Did you always pay out of pocket?
Because
if you're on a dining plan, then you're definitely not going to.
Right. Yeah, no, not always. I think usually what happened is, so I had annual passes for, I think we had them 2 separate years. And the first year, I think we went 6 times. And of that 6 times, we were on the dining plan, I think just 1 time.
Okay.
And then I think the second year, we maybe did four trips. And I think, again, I think we were on the dining plan maybe just once again. Because what we would do is we would buy a package, and sometimes we'd get the free dining. And we would take, you'd have to buy like a 4 or 5 day park hopper. And what we would do is we would take that, the price of the 4 or 5 day park hopper, and we would roll that into our annual passes once we got down there. So then we had to pay less
for the
annual passes. So that's how we would do it. I should have looked into that. But it also, when I had my annual passes the first time, that was the year that they had a lot more discounts on more dining places. Like I think it used to always be 10%. And that year they upped it, and a lot of places were 20%.
A couple of them were, yep.
20%. And then there was also a lot more restaurants that were available for it that year. And I don't know if it's still that way or not, but I mean, we still made out pretty well, that's for sure.
I think one of the key features with tables is that you get 20% off on beer and wine and liquor. Yeah. So
yeah, you're absolutely right on that. That's also a nice thing about the dining plan the last, I think, 2 years. Is now they offer alcoholic beverages with all your meals.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not completely negative today, is it, Bill?
Which I'm still kicking myself. I'll tell you this before we go to break. I'm still kicking myself. We went to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Uh-huh.
And we went, before we played golf, it was right around Thanksgiving, and we met the Willings.
Yeah, it was shortly after we left, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing golf with Marshall. So we had breakfast at the Grand Floridian Cafe. And they were on the dining plan, and they got a free drink.
Bill.
And I'm kicking myself because Douglas could have gotten me a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And I could have bought his soda.
Yeah, you could have gotten...
Because he was going to get that for free.
So Mountain Dew.
I could have gotten him his Mountain Dew for $1.99, and he could have gotten a $10 Bloody.
Bloody, yeah.
I'm still kicking myself for that. That's a rookie move, isn't it?
That's devastating, isn't it? But you know that's not going to be the last time that you meet up with the Willings for a meal.
No, so we'll
and
definitely.
You can always get Doug's alcoholic drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits of being buddies with Douglas, isn't there?
Designated driver.
Yep. You can just drink his free drinks.
His free drinks. Yep.
You always have someone to just talk to.
Of course.
You always got someone to talk to that, you know, you don't have to worry about them saying something that's going to upset you because they just don't say anything. He's just a great all-around friend, isn't he?
You're just you like to insult people on this show, don't you?
Who am I insulting? I'm talking about how good of a guy Doug is.
Weren't you beating Gary up last week?
Yeah, I was. I was. But I'm not beating Doug up. I'm just talking about how great of a guy he is.
Oh, okay.
Which he is, isn't he?
Oh, he's solid. Yeah. Solid.
Yeah. I bet Doug gets a lot of friend requests after our episodes.
Have you gotten any strange ones?
Only Doug Willing, like 3 years ago.
Was that through the podcast?
Yeah, I was on the podcast, and at the end when we do our whole thing, I think I said something along the lines of, you know, if you want to be my friend, and you know, and you're not a weirdo, you know, this is
yeah. That's how it happened. That's how it went down.
And Doug friend requested me. I'm like, who's this guy? And he didn't look like a weirdo, so I accepted it, and the rest is history. Now we go camping together in the UP.
Oh, you guys are
we go on the gentleman's trip.
Oh yeah,
our wives are good friends. They go around and take photo pass pictures together at Epcot and do all kinds of stuff, Bill.
Oh wow,
it's great. The Willings are great people.
Wow.
Yeah. Should we take our second break?
Yeah, let's take our second.
All right, let's do it.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
All right, we're back from break. Episode number 320 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is in the books. Mr. Schaefer, did you finish your cocktail?
Let's see where I put it here. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, it's okay. Definitely gone. I might be able to get a little bit out of here.
Squeeze a little bit. It's probably just watery now with the ice, right?
Yeah, it's mostly just water now. I think I'm going to make another one after this, though.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I got to switch the vodka, though, because I ran out of that other stuff.
I got really nothing much else to say. Do you have anything to add? Any closing thoughts?
No. Is it still going okay with the wife working from home?
Oh yeah. There hasn't been any fights.
Have you been able to use the computer?
No, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I hear you.
You want me to get another YouTube video up this week?
You know I love watching them, Bill.
I'll get another one up this week.
Okay. Any idea?
There will be one up by the time this is uploaded and people are listening.
Well, you have a large cachet of Por Favor ones, don't you still?
Yeah, I still have some of those.
Yeah, so that'd be
some of the old ones that I
could. That'd be something easy to throw up there. Maybe the one of Gary eating the haggis. I like that one.
Ooh,
that's a
the haggis one?
That's a classic.
I could get that one up.
All right.
I can get an old school up. That's not a problem.
All right.
Speaking of, you can find us on YouTube at WDW Beyond the Gates. What are we on? We're on Stitcher, Google Play, because you guys were talking about what outlets you like to use to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I use iTunes. Stitcher. I'm a Stitcher guy. Yeah,
I like Stitcher. Mm-hmm. iTunes, Google Play.
I got to imagine that iTunes is probably the most used. Is that right?
I used to use it all the time when my iPod was working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can also listen to us on our website, www.btg.com.
Hmm.
Yeah. We have a nice website. We need to update it, but we have an About Mike and About Gary and pictures of the old Defont Leroy recording studios.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I got to visit this.
You haven't visited the site?
No.
Yeah, go check it out. There's an About Mike. There's an About Gary. Got pictures of the studios. It's fantastic.
Is there an About Eugene?
No, Eugene wasn't with us when we started the whole show. This was early, early, early on.
Okay, so it's just you two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't heard much about Eugene lately.
You can email the show, info at WDWBTG. You can email me, Mike, at WDWBTG. Same thing, Gary at WDWBTG. Mr. Schaefer.
I'm Michael Baron Schaefer on Facebook, Michael B. Schaefer on the Instagram. And you can find me at Clean Cut Lawn Service MI on both Facebook and Instagram. Like I said before, I'm still not mowing, still not allowed to mow. But I got about 8 days, and we're going to be putting up some nice pictures of some freshly cut lawns.
You don't have a website?
No.
Huh.
No, just the, yeah, just the Facebook and the Instagram, and no. You've told me before I need a website, but no, I don't have one.
Okay. Right. That's all I've got. Thanks for listening to episode number 320. Of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For Mr. Schaefer up in Mason, Michigan, I'm Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U.